Grace to you and peace from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning is from our gospel lesson from John chapter 1, particularly the words of John the Baptist. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is our text. Question for you early on this Sunday morning. How many names do you have? I know, you've just got one legal name, but a lot of times we have a lot of aliases that people know us by. Most of the time around here, I am Pastor Jennings. Back when I was in high school, I was just Jennings. While most of my close personal friends call me Steve, for some reason, my wife's family and her folks call me Stephen. I am known as PJ to some of our students here. And when I am in trouble with my wife, I am Stephen Edward. So if you've been keeping track, there are at least six names that I've been known as over the year. Over the last couple of weeks, our gospel lessons have come from Matthew and Luke. But for some reason, this text for today comes up. Only this week are we in the book of John. And as I was preparing, I was wondering why for this week and this week only do we go to the book of John. To understand that, you've got to understand that the season of Epiphany is all about getting to know Jesus. We get to know who he is and what his mission is all about. The word epiphany means revelation or made manifest, and we are getting to know exactly who Jesus is during this Epiphany season. My guess is that outside of John 3:16, this lesson for today really gives us an amazing overview of who Jesus is and what he is all about. And that's why this lesson was chosen for this second Sunday after Epiphany. To get back to talking about names, we are still in the very first chapter of the book of John. And already, John has given us five different names for Jesus. At the beginning of the chapter, you all know how the book of John starts out. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so we have John describing Jesus as the Word. And in the 13 verses that are our gospel lesson for today, John reveals four new names, four new descriptions of Jesus. And through these descriptions, through these names, we learn who Jesus is and what he is all about. We get a very personal look at our God, who is very active in our lives. I mean, deep down, God's names describe who he is more than anything else. We get to know who God is better and better and develop our relationship with him by knowing those names. So as the text begins, John the Baptist sees Jesus coming towards him, and he points out and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now, if that right there doesn't give us a boatload of information about Jesus and what his mission is, I don't know what does. You got to remember that for much of their history, the Israelites were a nomadic people. They traveled from place to place. They set up tents and traveled all over the place because they didn't own any land of their own. And because they didn't own any land, you obviously can't plant crops and you can't build houses. And so they raised sheep and goats and cattle and camels. And their livelihood depended on their ability to raise these sheep and goats. So it's no coincidence that when God instructed them at Mount Sinai and he was introducing them to the sacrificial system, that much of that system of sacrifices involved the sacrifice of sheep and goats. In order for their sins to be forgiven, they gathered from time to time and offered sacrifices to God. Now, really, between you and me, those sacrifices didn't do anything to remove their sin. But they did serve as a preview of what God would do through his one and only Son. You see, Jesus Christ would be the ultimate and only true sacrifice for sin. For sin, not sin. So he truly is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But John the Baptist didn't just point to Jesus as the Lamb of God. John also baptized Jesus. And it's really interesting. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record that huge, significant event of the baptism of Jesus. But John, Jesus' closest disciple, doesn't include that historic event. But what he does might even be more important. What John does is he includes John the Baptist's testimony about that event. So John, the gospel writer, writes, "And John the Baptist bore witness. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.'" And the important part, "And I have seen and have bore witness that this is the Son of God." So very quickly, very early in this book of John, John tells us that Jesus is the Son of God. And while he may have been on earth for the salvation of mankind, he is still equal to God. And he has a very close relationship with his Father. I mean, his will, his thoughts, his words, his deeds, they are all in line with the will and thoughts and words and deeds of his Father. Jesus even says, "I and the Father are one." So yes, while he may be the Lamb of God, Jesus is also the Son of God. And we learn that very, very early in the book of St. John. Well, after John the Baptist points out Jesus as the Lamb of God 2 days in a row, a couple of his own disciples hear that message and decide to follow Jesus. And as Jesus is walking and finds that they are following him, he turns around to them and speaks the very first words that he speaks in the whole book of John: "What are you seeking?" To which the disciples ask, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" So here we have the next description of Jesus. Jesus is a rabbi, a teacher. These disciples were letting Jesus know that they were finished with following John the Baptist, and now they were going on to follow the real deal in Jesus Christ. With the testimony that John had been giving concerning Jesus, and possibly seeing that Holy Spirit descend on him themselves at his baptism, they were ready to leave their current teacher in John the Baptist and to follow Jesus as his disciples. The notes in my Bible tell me that it was about 10 a.m. when this conversation started, and our text tells us that they stayed with Jesus that entire day. The end result of that meeting is that Andrew runs in and finds his brother Peter and says to him, "We have found the Messiah. We have found the Christ." Can you imagine the emotion behind that statement? I mean, since Adam and Eve, God has been promising to send his servant. For hundreds and hundreds of years, God has been promising time and time again through all kinds of prophets that the Messiah would come again. And these people got to see that Messiah with their own two eyes. They listened to him. They talked to him. They learned from him. And the more and more time they spent with him, the more their relationship with him developed. That's just how it works. So how many names do you have? Probably just a couple. One website that I looked at this week listed 930 names for God listed in the Bible. In our lesson for today, we see four very important descriptions of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. John, the gospel writer, more than Matthew, Mark, or Luke, begins right away pointing out that Jesus isn't just some fly-by-night prophet or teacher. He's the real deal. Through his book, John reveals the real nature of Jesus. He is the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sin of the world. Jesus is the ultimate rabbi. He is the one and only Son, and he is the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior of the world. I said before that our goal during this Epiphany season, which focuses on the revelation, the making manifest of Jesus, is for us to absorb and to come to faith in Jesus as our Savior. The more and more we know about the names and titles of God, the more and more our personal relationship with him will develop and grow. Our God is a very personal God. He is with us all the time. He watches over us day and night, and he strengthens our faith in Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. And so as we continue through this Epiphany season, we will get to know more and more about Jesus and more about his mission to save us and to save the world. May God's Holy Spirit be with you and strengthen your faith as we continue on this journey as part of God's family. In Jesus' name, amen.